Reformed Church.
I had mentioned something recently. I don't know when this was, but I just wanted to read you the verse so that this was clear, and I think this is not taught typically at church, so I just want to, in churches around the world, so I just want to make sure this was clear. If you can just, Brother Colin, bring us to Matthew 10, verse 40. And actually, we can skip to verse 41 just for the sake of time. This is so popular. I have not ever met a Christian that didn't believe this or hear a church teach during giving or about finances that didn't teach this. So when I say it's common, I'm not saying there's no one out there that would say what I'm about to share with you, but this is what I'm about to share is not super common. The concept of sowing and reaping, when you hear people talk about that during giving, people will talk about, you know, you reap what you sow, and when you give, expect a harvest from your giving. And they'll talk about, given it shall be given unto you, and all these different things. And ultimately, what they're teaching is that when you give, they'll say this, okay? This is the terminology, just so you're aware of it. It's a principle, okay? That's how they're able to allow this to fly under the radar of the gospel. Because ordinarily in the gospel, you don't do a work and then receive from God, right? Like, that's not how we got saved. We know, like, this has been a long time the church has known this, that, you know, you didn't have to give something to get saved, right? You just believed in Jesus and you received something because he did something for you, right? And in fact, if you introduce a work, you never got saved, right? You can't offer God a work and get saved that way. It doesn't work that way. You who have no money, come buy and eat, the Bible says, right? In Isaiah 55. So God doesn't want anything from you at salvation. You just believed, you received, done, right? And like I said, it would actually have been to your detriment if you had offered God something to receive salvation. And this goes for all of our receiving in the Bible because Colossians 2:6 says the same way that you get saved is the same way that you live as a Christian by the same principles. So for most things, for a lot of things, I should say, in the Christian walk, we believe that you receive by grace through faith. You don't have to offer anything to God, right? If you want to get healed, you don't have to offer God something. You don't have to offer something to God to keep your forgiveness or to maintain it as a Christian. There's a lot of benefits we have that we don't do something to get something, but specifically with finances, people will teach that you do give, and that is just a principle. But push the word principle aside right now. It may be a principle that they're teaching, but it's not a godly principle because you didn't get saved that way. And people say, no, it's not about the giving. It's just a show of trust in God. But you didn't have to give something to show your trust in God when you got saved. And the Bible says very clearly in Colossians 2:6 that the same way that you got saved is the same way that you walk in Christ Jesus. Then why should I have to do something to prove my trust in God to receive anything, even blessing on my finances? That's the truth. You do not receive anything from God by your giving. In fact, to the degree that you trust your giving to get blessing on your finances is to the degree that you have fallen from the grace that God wants to perform in your finances. It's pretty interesting. So the only reason why the Bible says that there are principles in the Bible, and again, I'm going to show you a biblical principle here, why there is even such a thing is when you give that there is a kind of receiving sometimes in certain circumstances is when you give to a believer. I can't do this justice right now, but in Matthew 10:41, it says, he that receives a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. This is saying that if you take care of a prophet who's working in the blessing of God, notice it says you shall receive a prophet's reward. It didn't say that God would reward you with your own blessing because you did such a good deed. It says you'll receive whose reward? Not your own reward, the prophet's reward. Meaning, again, I can't do this justice right now. There's a lot more I could tell you. But essentially what this is talking about is if you take care or you bless a believer, whatever blessing God's working in their life rubs off on you. It comes off on you. It's not God blessing you directly. It's not your reward. It's their reward. And again, there's a lot of teaching. We have some teaching online, even in our giving and tithing class on Reform U, that we talk about this a little bit more. There's one even called Sowing and Reaping that will go into a little bit more depth. Even the sowing and reaping concept, if you actually read that in 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and 9, he's talking about giving to the saints, not just giving in general. It's not God making a return because you gave a certain amount of money. You receive your own blessing from God by faith, strictly. There's nothing you need to do by faith in Jesus. Giving is a fruit. If you're not generous, that shows a lack of understanding on your part, right? The fruit of the Holy Spirit will make you kind. It will make you generous. That's a fruit of the Spirit, right? But that's a fruit of belief, not and a fruit of receiving from God, not the prerequisite to receiving from God, right? Just like when you got saved. There are results that come after you get saved in morality and godliness, but that's not how you got saved, right? So never give to get something from God. But I will say, though, that if you want to unite with this ministry, Philippians chapter 1 says that because the Philippians took care of Paul, he says, you're a partaker of my grace, Paul said. His grace was rubbing off on them. Because, again, the reason for that is because God told Abraham in Genesis chapter 12, blessed are those who bless you. So if anyone gives to you, they're blessed for blessing you just because your blessing comes on them. Again, a lot more to say about that, but I wanted to just give that little bit, at least, of clarification because so many people don't call it this, but if you offer something to God, even your giving, you call it a show of trust in God, but if you do a work, grace is no longer grace. You have ruined grace. God wants to give you grace, and blessing on your finances is not something you have to buy, okay? You didn't have to buy your salvation with a show of trust in God. Jesus' work was enough, and I just want to tell you that Jesus' work is enough for your finances to be blessed. You don't have to constantly be looking over your shoulder when you have a downturn in your finances and wonder, did I give enough last time? Is this happening because I didn't tithe? Is this happening because of... I know that most pastors don't want to say this. Thank God Pastor Jose and Miss Kim are comfortable with saying this here. You're not blessed by your tithe. You're not blessed by all that stuff. You're blessed by the finished work of Jesus, and giving is just a fruit of that.
We hope you enjoyed this message from Reformed Church. If you have, please share this with someone else and help us get this uncommon truth out to the world. If you'd like to support this good news, you can do so at reformchurch.com/give. Also on our website, you can take advantage of our free messages, articles, and even full discipleship courses. Start reforming your mind now at reformchurch.com.